It's the Amdram Shoutout on Brooklyn's Radio with Charlie Quatso.
So I'm delighted to be joined by Steve Dorset, our Amjam regular, and Matt Davis. They're from Purford Little Theatre. They're going to be chatting about their panto Robin Hood, which is coming to Purford Village Hall from this Thursday, the 22nd of January, and it's running until the 25th of January. Guys, welcome to our new studios. First time here at Weybridge Library. Lovely to have you both here. And I was having the dance moves then to the jingle they were both doing. I wish I'd filmed it.
Yeah.
And Matt's thinking, he's looking at me thinking, thank goodness you weren't. So how's it going then? How rehearsals been?
They've been going well, and to be honest, it feels right that I'm here on your first Amdram shout out of 2026.
Yes, well, you are. I have now given you the title of Mr. Amdram because you've been on so many. Although I must say, Steve, in a way, I'm kind of disappointed though, because we had such a great run last year. About like 4 or 5 months in a row you came, but I haven't seen you for a few months. Where have you been?
Well, now you've got the new studio, I had to pop my head in, but you still haven't got a chair with my name on it, and we spoke about this last time.
I know, I told a bit of a white lie there. I'm sorry.
You've got it. Oh, you're in it, right.
I'll get it sorted for you next time, Steve. So, guys, how have rehearsals been for Robin Hood? I'm sure you've been having a lot of fun. What have you been getting up to?
Go on, Matt.
Yeah, we did. We have a lot of fun. We've learnt some quite difficult songs this time, one from Les Mis and some modern numbers.
It's quite a rocky.
It's quite a rocky feel this time. We thought about doing. We've got Merry Men doing Robin Hood, so we thought about having lots of chorusy sort of numbers, lots of high energy numbers.
Yeah,
and it's going really well.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Les Mis and Robin Hood. There's two things I didn't think I would kind of be saying in the same sentence.
We wanted something at the end of the first act to tie the story together, because a couple of the characters get kidnapped, there's a rescue plot, there's a forced marriage, there's lots of plot elements that have all got to come together.
Right.
And we wanted that kind of classical musical theatre idea that brings everything together at the end of Act One. And Matt said to me something like, oh, what, do you mean like One Day More at the end of Les Mis? And we both looked at each other and went, aha!
Have it, we're back.
There's an idea.
I mean, we've had to rewrite all the lyrics, but we thought, what the heck, let's...
Yeah, recontextualise it.
If you're going to go big, you might as well go for the biggest and the best.
So, why not? I'm sure it's going to be really funny. So do one of you want to just briefly explain the story, which I'm putting in quotation marks, of Robin Hood, this very loose plot.
Actually, this is the first time I've ever done Robin Hood, and I've been doing pantos for about 30 years. So I had to do some research, like watch the movie.
Which movie is this?
I don't know how I got to 50 and not ever watched Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
The one with Kevin Costner.
So the story is basically two guys want the same woman and have
that
a fight.
That old story.
And have a fight. It's basically a Saturday night in Wetherspoons. So you've got the usual sort of stuff. There's an archery competition and lots of fun with that, with bows and arrows flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Not in the audience, I have to say.
Thankfully.
But of course, there's a hero, Robin Hood, the villain, the Sheriff of Nottingham, who's Steve sat next to me. And obviously the hero wins the day.
Of course.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, I might win.
I think they knew that.
It's not the worst spoiler you could give away, really.
Yeah, I mean, you can sum the plot up with Sheriff is taxing everybody into oblivion. He wants to marry Maid Marian to give him a royal line to the throne.
Yeah.
Robin and the Merry Men have got to save the day.
A few bows and arrows being used. Yes. There you go.
Wow, we've actually got a very high-tech bows and arrows.
Oh, hello.
Which I don't want to spoil.
Blowing the budget, are we?
But there's green screen and morph suits involved.
All sorts.
Yeah, we've got a bit silly.
And it's the first year we've used rear projection.
Oh, okay.
So all our sets are projected, and
the scenery will animate and move. So it's quite high tech.
Upping the ante. I'm interested to know, actually, how come you decided to do a panto at the end of January? Because kind of traditionally, it's performed, in the build up to and just Christmas. Is there a reason, or is it like purely just like a logistical thing?
It's because people are busy. It's Christmas,
and there's loads of other pantos
people go to, and January it's a kind of a boring month, isn't it? Christmas is out of the way.
A few interesting things going on in the world this month, hasn't there?
A little bit in the news.
Yeah.
But it's a boring month, and so we've had Christmas. Everyone's a bit depressed. go and see a panto.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair enough.
Traditionally, panto season, I mean, years ago, would run from, say, middle of November to about middle to the end of January. It used to be a big three-month block. But as tickets became more and more expensive and you have to take out a small mortgage to see a professional show, kind of the panto,
like
the panto season kind of shrunk to December.
I see.
So a lot of the professional pantos have got December locked up.
Yes.
So a lot of the amateur companies, we do it in January just because, as I say, you've still got that last hangover from Christmas still there.
Yeah.
It's cold outside. There's not much to do. And yeah, if it's a miserable day, you might as well go out and be cheered up by a load of idiots prancing around on stage.
No, I think it sounds
telling
like
risque jokes.
Exactly. No, I think it sounds like the best way to spend a January evening. I've got another group coming in on Thursday, actually, and they're doing a panto as well at the end of this month. So doing exactly the same thing. So, Steve,
yes,
you are playing the villain of the piece this time, the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you the classic question. Is it more fun to be evil than good?
Yes.
Thank you.
Shadow of a doubt.
Do you want to think about
it? No. Yeah. I mean, it's also, I mean, with
short and sweet.
With panto, you've got a couple of characters that can really kind of break, sound very pretentious, but break the fourth wall and interact with the audience.
Mm.
The dame can do it. The hero can do it to a pinch. If you have a comic like a Buttons or sort of character, they can do it. And the villain can do it because they're going to be booing the heck out of me the entire show. So I can just give them abuse back, and I mean, I've played villain before and had kids absolutely screaming at me and their parents having to hold them back in their seat. It's so much fun.
You're kind of typecast, really.
Yeah, I know.
So you're just such a scary man after all, Steve.
Clearly,
so
clearly.
No, it sounds like you're having good fun with it.
Yeah.
And is there one moment in particular of the production you're kind of most looking forward to performing without giving anything away?
Do you know what? We've got a new girl in to the society that hasn't done any shows with us before, playing Maid Marian.
Okay, nice.
And we've built up this relationship where the sheriff's trying to obviously forcibly marry Marian, and she's just not putting up with him at any point throughout the show.
Oh, I like
and
it.
And the relationship's actually got really funny now, to the point where I giggle every time she's coming on stage. So,
oh, great.
I'm quite looking forward to trying to pull that off in front of an audience.
She's giving you the sass, basically.
Yeah, she does.
Great.
She's a strong woman. She knows what she wants.
She's a strong woman. Yes. We do a song, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Oh, yeah.
And
Pat
I'm
Benatar.
Singing it, and she takes a swing at me, but she tends to change the moment when she's... I'm supposed to catch her hand. Which she finds hilarious, but yes.
Maybe you not so much, though.
Well, she hasn't made contact yet, but we've got a few shows to go, so we'll see.
Let's see what happens. Now, Matt, you're the director of this. Well, Steve, I know you're the assistant director, so you've kind of been working together.
Yeah.
But I'll come to you, Matt, first. Kind of, how
He's
have you
the
found
important
it
one.
This far? Yes, the main director.
Yeah.
I believe, wasn't it? It was about this time last year, I think you were directing the last one.
Correct.
Weren't
yes,
you?
I was.
So,
yes,
yeah, how have you found it this time? Anything kind of different you've been getting up to?
We've added a lot more to. We've been a lot more free range this year, so we've added in
free range
with the script and everything, and with you get like a basic narrative of Robin Hood, but you can take it anywhere. Pantomime's quite unpredictable where you can go with the script. For instance, all the merry men sort of trundle off to the pub in one scene,
the staggered in
and have a few beers, so that's quite nice. Looking forward to that. But
I mean,
also,
and we have fairies and we have ghosts and all these things
fairy
in all the characters. Traditional
and stuff like that. So we're trying to keep it traditional as well, but put a modern edge on it this year with the animated backdrops and a bit of green screen and effects and stuff like that.
Where have you got all this techie stuff from? How have you kind of just blown the budget on this? I mean, hopefully not.
Yes, no.
Yeah, good.
Don't think it's going to look quite as professional as you think it is.
No, don't worry. I mean, when I said Hollywood is coming, I wasn't literally expecting Hollywood
when
standard.
When we say green screen, it might be a chap in a big green morph suit. But anyway, we'll...
Well, do you know what? It's the entertainment value that
it
counts.
Is.
So, yeah, where are you getting it from? Is it just people just chipping in?
No, some of it I've sourced myself, and I've worked in theatre a long time, so some of it I've sourced, but it's nice. You can test out these new technology in pantos. You can't really do it on any of the shows because you're governed by the time period of the script and everything, but pantomime just lends you It's got no time period, really.
No, you can throw that out the window.
You can throw it out the window and you can add in effects and lasers and all sorts. And
discos. Have we got lasers?
Not yet. That's the next year.
Lightsabers next?
Yeah. So you can really go mad on it and make it magical and effective. And that's what I tried to achieve this year.
And that's a real passion for you, isn't it? Things like lights, tech, sound, and being able to create...
That's
right. Let your mind run with it.
Yeah, I like to wow the audience from a technical point of view, so they come and see a good show with good effects.
So it sounds like, it sounds like then kind of the two of you, you've got slightly different skill sets, and maybe that's helped complement each other as director and assistant director.
Yeah, definitely.
How's it been working together?
That's been a breeze.
We're quite different people, I think.
A very similar sense of humour, though.
But similar sense of humour, which absolutely helps.
Yeah.
Absolutely helps. But it's been a joy working with Steve on this one, because he'll mention an idea, I'll go, not quite so sure, and I'll think about it.
Then I'll do it anyway.
Then I'll go. Yeah. And then normally at night, I think, actually, that is a quite a good idea, let's do it.
So, and I mean, my focus is more, I tend to look at the stage and whenever an actor's moving across the stage, I want that actor to have a reason to be moving across the stage. There's got to be
a
purpose to that move. Why are you saying that line? And even though you're doing panto, you still want to put enough of a realistic structure in. So if actor A's walking from one end to the other end, why are you going there? Well, because you told me to. Now, that's not
an
answer.
It's still got to be believable, hasn't it?
There's got to be a reason for you.
They've got to stay in character whilst moving, haven't they?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's the side I can bring to it. And to be honest, I mean, we don't really get in each other's way with the bits that...
No. Not at all.
With the bits that we want to do.
Yeah, and many a good idea has been spent over a pint.
Yes.
Well, the pub is often a great place.
You're
taking
credit for
ideas.
Many of my good ideas, if I remember rightly.
Well, it sounds like then, you've been working really well together, and I'm sure you've been having loads of fun.
Yeah.
So before we have to wrap it up, the time's absolutely flown by.
It's been a joy speaking
to you too. Thank you so much. Why should listeners come and see then your panto, Robin Hood?
Look, as we said before, January can be a bit cold, a bit wet, a bit miserable. This show is fantastic fun. It's very much in the heart of the community in Purford. I've been quite careful. Matt's let me put quite a few Purford-specific jokes in there for the sheriff. It's just good fun. It's heartwarming and it's being in and of the community. And you're supporting... By coming to see, frankly, a lot of the shows we do all year, the panto pays for it. So this is our big money maker. This is the opportunity.
So it's important. It's important that people come and support
it. And I think it's good that we have these things in local. Oh, I assume you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't have an Amdram shout out.
Exactly. I need you guys to keep going.
It's good stuff. Yeah.
No, brilliant. Okay, guys. Sounds like you're having a terrific time.
Can I say
it?
Where people can get the tickets?
Yes, please do. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. So,
plug.
So it's Thursday the 22nd to Sunday the 25th. Matinees at the weekend, evenings on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and you can get the tickets at purfordlittletheatre.org.uk, and you can just type Purford Little Theatre into Google and it will come up, so it's not hard to find.
First thing. Brilliant. Well, okay, guys, best of luck with it. Break a leg. I'm sure it's going to be loads of fun. I can't wait to see
these big
green screens. I'll try to. Yeah, I'll try my best.
Come on, Charlie. We can sort this out.
I'll see what I can do.
You should be in it next year.
Be in it next year.
That's it.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Contract offer, folks. What should I do? Let's wait and see.
Can you sing?
No. I can dance.
I'll be honest. It doesn't matter.
I can do the dancing. I'll train up with the singing. Okay, guys, I have to leave it there. Thank you so much. That is Steve Dorset and Matt Davis from Purford Little Theatre talking about their production of Robin Hood, the panto, that is coming to Purford Village Hall from 22nd to the 25th of January. Steve, Matt, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Break a leg with the show.
Thank you very much.
If you're involved in the local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Charlie. Email amdram@brooklandsradio.co.uk.